Over 500 Hawaiian deities populate the ancient belief system of these islands, but none inspire the specific terrors of the Night Marchers. According to Hawaiian cultural experts, these warriors died in battle, their spirits continuing to march by moonlight, protecting sacred sites and enforcing ancient kapu laws. I'm Russ Chamberlain, and this is Midnight Signals. Tonight, as the shadows lengthen across Oahu's moonlit Pali Highway, we'll walk the paths where locals claim to hear distant drum beats and chanting. We'll explore the protective rituals Hawaiians have developed over centuries, practices born from a culture where ancient warriors still patrol their sacred lands, and where locals whisper warnings about looking into ghostly eyes. The mist clings to the coastal shores of Hawaii as darkness settles in. What begins as a distant murmur soon grows into rhythmic chanting, accompanied by the hollow blast of conch shells piercing through the night air. This isn't just another ghost story. It's the return of the Night Marchers, guardians of an ancient tradition that predates written Hawaiian history. The Night Marchers are the spectral remains of warriors who perished in Hawaii's bloodiest conflicts, continuing their sacred duties in death. They protect their chiefs, honor their gods, and maintain the social order that governed Hawaiian society for generations. In the Hawaiian worldview, death was merely a transition to another form of existence, not an end to one's responsibilities. While accounts of these supernatural processions have been passed down through generations of Hawaiian families, they first entered written record in 1883. Local newspapers reported witnesses on the Big Island describing a mighty phantom army led by King Kamehameha's spirit. These documented accounts bridged the gap between ancient oral tradition and modern understanding, transforming whispered family warnings into historical record. Ancient Hawaiian religious beliefs provided fertile ground for such phenomena. Their cosmology recognized over 500 deities and innumerable spirits influencing daily life. The Akua, like Kane, Ku, Lono, and Kanaloa, stood at the top of this divine hierarchy, followed by countless Amakua. In this spiritual tapestry, the boundary between the living world and the realm of spirits was remarkably thin, more of a permeable membrane than a definitive barrier. The processions of the Night Marchers mirror the elaborate ceremonial processions of ancient Hawaiian royalty. Chiefs of the highest kapu were considered so divine that their feet could not touch the earth. They were carried in special litters. Heralds would run ahead, commanding commoners to prostrate themselves to avoid looking upon sacred royalty, an offense that was punishable by death. These spirits maintained the same protocols in death, appearing on specific nights governed by the traditional Hawaiian lunar calendar, particularly during nights dedicated to the god Kane between the 27th and 29th of the lunar month. These are scheduled spiritual events that have continued despite centuries of cultural change. Eyewitness accounts describe the Night Marchers with remarkable consistency. They move in disciplined formation, floating slightly above the ground, their heels never touching earth or water, carrying ancient weapons and torches emitting an eerie, smokeless flame. Animals fall silent. The wind ceases. A distinctive musky odor accompanies them, the smell of death, signaling observers to take cover. Some witnesses describe seeing warriors in traditional battle dress with feathered helmets and cloaks, carrying spears and other traditional weapons. Others report hearing drum beats and chanting in ancient Hawaiian, reciting genealogies and battle cries long forgotten in everyday life. The sounds of pahu drums and conch shell trumpets herald their approach, giving those nearby crucial moments to seek safety. What makes the Night Marchers fundamentally different from the Western ghost stories is that they represent an entire supernatural social structure. While Western tales often feature solitary ghosts seeking resolution for personal trauma, the Night Marchers maintain the complex social hierarchies, religious practices, and cultural protocols that govern pre-contact Hawaiian society. They are Hawaii's living history made manifest, a supernatural preservation of cultural memory. The Night Marchers inhabit Hawaii, following pathways established centuries before modern roads or buildings existed. Their routes traced ancient trails connecting royal residences, battlefields, and sacred temples, creating an invisible map of what the islands once were. These paths don't conform to current property lines. The spirits march through modern obstacles, maintaining their ancient roots regardless of what humans have built in their way. Nowhere do the night marchers appear more frequently than at Nuanupali, a 1,000-foot cliff where in a single afternoon in 1795, hundreds of warriors chose death over surrender. This battleground represents the permanent stage for Hawaii's most consequential military confrontation, where spirits continue to wage a war that never truly ended. The battle itself marked the culmination of King Kamehameha's campaign to unite the Hawaiian Islands. In this decisive conflict, his 12,000 warriors faced off against 9,000 defenders of Oahu, led by Chief Kalanikupio. As Kamehameha's forces gained the upper hand, they drove Oahu's warriors towards the towering cliff edge. Among them, a young warrior named Kekoa found himself pressed against the precipice, the taste of defeat bitter on his lips. Facing capture and enslavement, he and hundreds of his brothers in arms made their final choice, leaping from the cliff's edge to the jagged rocks below, their war cries fading into the howling winds of the Pali. The magnitude of this sacrifice remained hidden until the late 1800s, during construction of the first Pali Highway. Workers uncovered a chilling testament at the cliff's face. Over 800 skulls and human remains scattered across the area. These bones provided physical confirmation of the oral histories passed down through generations, each shattered fragment a silent witness to that day of ultimate sacrifice. The echoes of that fateful day still reverberate through time. When workers completed the Pali Highway in 1898, they cut directly through this hallowed battlefield, and the physical disruption awakened something dormant. Travelers soon began reporting unusual phenomena. Spectral processions of warriors in battle formation, moving with purpose along their ancient paths, indifferent to the modern thoroughfare intersecting their eternal march. These aren't shadowy, indistinct figures, but detailed apparitions appearing in full warrior regalia, adorned with feather capes and helmets, carrying traditional Hawaiian weapons like spears. They formed organized military units, continuing their eternal march across the battlefield where they fell. The supernatural activity along the Pali Highway persists into modern times. Contemporary travelers experience unexplained phenomena when driving the route after dark. Sudden car breakdowns, electrical malfunctions that resolve once the vehicle moves, and a higher than average accident rate along certain stretches. Local authorities attribute these incidents to steep terrain or challenging driving conditions. But Hawaiian families who have lived here for generations understand the true cause. These families have developed specific protective rituals based on their understanding of the night marchers. They avoid aligning front and back doors, which could create a direct path through the house that spirits could follow. Another protective measure involves planting tea leaves around the property perimeters, as these plants possess sacred qualities that ward off night marchers and redirect their path away from homes. The persistence of these spectral warriors speaks to something deeper than ghost stories. The Battle of Nuanupali represents a pivotal moment in Hawaiian history, marking the fall of independent kingdoms and the beginning of unified Hawaii under Kamehameha's rule. For the warriors who fell defending their island, this outcome was never accepted. Their continued presence manifests as a spiritual wound that refuses to heal. A supernatural rejection of both their historical defeat and the modern development now occupying their sacred battleground. These spirits aren't merely hunting the living out of some vague supernatural imperative. They march with unchanged purpose, protecting their chiefs and sacred lands from invasion. Whether from Kamehameha's warriors in the 18th century, highway construction crews in the 19th century, or today's flow of tourists and commuters, their battle never ended. It transformed from a physical conflict into a spiritual one that continues night after night across centuries. While common warriors form the backbone of these spectral armies, they pale in comparison to the royal processions that command Hawaii's darkest nights. The difference between an ordinary night marcher encounter and one that might leave you trembling, or worse, dead, often comes down to a single factor. Whose spirit leads the march? In Hawaii's spectral hierarchy, royal processions represent the apex of supernatural power. These celestial armies on spectral marches preserve the ancient social order, with positioning that follows the same exacting protocols that governed royal movements in life. Hawaiian nobility observed strict rules based on their specific taboos. The most sacred chiefs march at the rear if their back was considered sacred, at the front if their face carried the strongest taboo, or protected in the middle if they required the greatest security in life. This supernatural choreography ensures that even in death, Hawaiian royalty maintains its proper place and protections. King Kamehameha the Great's procession exemplifies royal spiritual dominance. When he leads the march, his nighttime army moves with terrifying precision, torchbearers illuminating the front and rear, drummers pounding rhythms that echo across valleys, and conch shell blowers announcing the approach of supreme authority. Kamehameha's executioner walks near him, a deadly enforcer in death as he was in life. The raw, lethal spiritual power radiates from the king's presence centuries after his physical death, making his procession the most feared throughout the islands. Kamehameha's foster son, Kanihonui, leads a particularly vengeful army. After committing adultery with Kamehameha's favorite wife, Kanihonui faced execution, a punishment so final that his spirit now appears headless. Witnesses claim this procession has left a trail of unexplained deaths, cosmic justice continuing centuries later. These royal apparitions often materialize at moments of historical significance. The night before Princess Liikalike died in 1887, multiple witnesses reported seeing Kamehameha's spirit leading kings and chiefs through Nuuanu Valley, a supernatural escort arriving to guide the princess's spirit into the afterlife. This pattern of royal night marchers appearing before or after the deaths of Hawaiian nobility reveals their purpose as ceremonial bridges between the living and the dead, especially for those of royal blood. For anyone encountering these royal processions, survival depends entirely on immediate and proper observance of ancient protocols. The prostration taboo requires witnesses to lie face down, showing complete submission to the passing chiefs. The spiritual power carried by high-ranking chiefs remains as deadly as when they ruled in life, instantly striking down those who fail to show proper deference. This boundary between commoners and royalty intensifies in death rather than diminishes. These supernatural royal escorts continued well into the modern era. When Queen Liliuokalani, Hawaii's last reigning monarch, died in 1917, witnesses in the Kau district reported seeing phantom chiefs moving solemnly across the landscape. This sighting, just 24 years after the Hawaiian monarchy was overthrown by American-backed forces, carried profound symbolic significance. While foreign powers had stripped Hawaiian royalty of their physical authority, these supernatural appearances demonstrated their undiminished spiritual sovereignty. The relationship between night marchers and Hawaii's lunar calendar adds another layer to these royal appearances. The most powerful processions, particularly those led by kings, follow specific celestial timetables established centuries ago. This cosmic punctuality connects these spirits to Hawaii's relationship with time and the heavens. The cosmic precision of night marcher appearances offers little comfort to those who stumble into their predetermined paths. Hawaiian folklore doesn't just warn about encountering these spectral processions. It provides detailed survival instructions passed down through generations. These aren't just superstitious rituals, but real life-saving protocols with documented successes. The difference between becoming another unexplained death or surviving to tell the tale comes down to understanding ancient rules few visitors ever learn. These ghostly warriors move with unwavering determination, following ancient pathways that no modern construction can divert. Unlike Western ghosts that haunt specific buildings, night marchers travel in straight lines across the islands, oblivious to anything in their way, whether it's a beach house, resort, or highway. Their roots remain fixed on spiritual geography, cutting across the modern landscape like invisible highways from another time. For the unwary, the consequences are severe. Local accounts describe bodies discovered along the night marcher routes with no visible cause of death. Fishermen found lifeless on beaches, hikers discovered on mountain trails, tourists who ventured into restricted areas after sunset. Medical examiners attribute these deaths to natural causes, But Hawaiians recognized the telltale signs of those who cross paths with the supernatural and failed to show the proper respect. Nature itself provides early warnings for those attuned to the signs. Your first indication might be subtle: the sudden silence of birds or insects, a stillness in the air as if the natural world is holding its breath. Soon after come more distinctive signals: the haunting sound of a conch shell blown in the distance, rhythmic drumming growing steadily louder, and voices chanting in ancient Hawaiian. Perhaps the most distinctive is the onset of a pungent odor that locals describe as musky, the unmistakable scent of death approaching through the darkness. If you recognize these warning signs, your actions in the next few moments determine your fate. The cardinal rule is counterintuitive to modern instincts: never look directly at the night marchers. Hawaiian belief holds that their gaze can steal your spirit, resulting in either immediate death or a mysterious wasting illness that leads to the grave. Curiosity in this situation is potentially fatal. Protocol demands immediate prostration. At the first sign of the night marchers, lie face down on the ground, completely prone with your face buried against the earth. This position prevents eye contact and demonstrates complete submission and respect. In traditional Hawaiian society, commoners prostrated themselves before high-ranking chiefs. The same hierarchy extends to the supernatural realm, where showing proper deference might save your life. For those with Hawaiian ancestry, genealogy becomes a potential lifeline. If caught in a night marcher procession, reciting your family lineage might reveal a blood connection to one of the spirits. Should an ancestor recognize you, they might call out, claiming you as family and extending protection. This genealogical lifeline highlights how understanding your lineage could literally save your life. The 1970 encounter of two fishermen at Mahu Kona validates these traditions. While night fishing, they heard a conch shell in the distance and spotted approaching torches. They immediately dropped face down onto the lava rock, remaining perfectly still as the procession passed. Though they survived, the experience left them so thoroughly terrified that they abandoned all their fishing equipment and fled, unwilling to risk another encounter. Their story stands as living proof that these ancient protocols aren't superstition. They're survival knowledge, passed down through generations for good reason. The fishermen's terrified flight reveals a sobering truth about Hawaii. An invisible network of spiritual highways crisscrosses these islands, following routes no tourist map will ever show. These pathways cut through modern developments with complete disregard for what humans have built upon them, creating a shadow geography that most visitors never perceive, but locals have respected for generations. Night marchers follow predetermined paths that have remained unchanged for centuries. These routes hold both spiritual significance and practical importance in ancient Hawaii. They were carefully established pathways, connecting royal grounds, battlefields, and sacred sites, the superhighways of pre-contact Hawaiian society. The spiritual infrastructure reveals itself dramatically on Oahu, where modern Honolulu sits atop layers of Hawaiian history. Beyond the haunted Pali Highway, the Kalihi Valley hosts some of the island's most consistent night marcher sightings. Kaʻawa Valley, recognized from Hollywood films, experiences regular supernatural processions, as does the campus of Kamehameha Schools. The connecting thread: these locations all link directly to ancient Hawaiian royalty or served as settings for significant battles. The Kualoa Ranch on Oahu's windward coast stands as perhaps the most compelling example of this spiritual network. This sprawling property served as a burial ground for hundreds of Hawaiian chiefs, creating a concentration of mana that remains palpable today. Ranch employees regularly document unexplained phenomena after sunset: lights appearing on ridgelines, drumming sounds emanating from empty valleys, and equipment inexplicably failing during nighttime operations. The ranch's popularity as a film location, featuring in movies from Jurassic Park to Godzilla, creates an eerie overlap between Hollywood fantasy and Hawaiian spiritual reality. The Big Island maintains its own spectral pathways along the Kona coast. Kealakekua Bay, where Captain Cook died in 1779, functions as a focal point for spiritual activity. The bay's name, the Pathway of the Gods, signals its importance in Hawaiian cosmology. Locals describe torch-lit processions moving silently along shorelines where luxury resorts now stand. Each island maintains distinctive supernatural corridors. On Maui, the narrow Honokawahu Valley hosts processions of Ka Niho Nui, whose headless apparition leads warriors through misty landscapes. Kauai's Polyhale Beach serves as a traditional departure point for the afterworld. Wailua Valley contains numerous temples connected by paths spirits still traverse. The collision between ancient pathways and modern construction creates unexpected supernatural hotspots. During World War II, soldiers at Schofield Barracks heard phantom armies marching through their sleeping quarters. Military investigations found no explanation, but Hawaiian cultural practitioners recognized the issue. The barracks had been built directly on top an ancient warrior pathway. The spirits continued their established route regardless of concrete walls and sleeping soldiers. These spiritual highways operate according to their own supernatural logic. Night marchers pass straight through modern obstacles rather than detouring around them. Hotels built across ancient paths often experience unexplained phenomena, from guests reporting strange processions in hallways to staff encountering cold spots and mysterious sounds. In the 1930s, an educated Caucasian physician living on Oahu found himself repeatedly witnessing what locals immediately recognized as night marchers. Disturbed by these experiences, he called upon scientific colleagues to investigate the phenomenon. Despite their equipment and expertise, these researchers departed without answers, leaving the physician to confront his solitary encounters until his death. His detailed journals documented experiences that mirrored traditional Hawaiian accounts with remarkable precision, despite his complete unfamiliarity with these traditions when the encounters began. Could there be something universal about these experiences that transcends cultural knowledge? The physician's case becomes even more intriguing when compared with accounts from 1940s Filipino plantation workers, recent immigrants with no exposure to Hawaiian spiritual beliefs. These workers independently reported encounters with ancient Hawaiian processions on nights associated with cane. Their descriptions contain specific details about formation, dress, and behavior that Hawaiian cultural experts immediately recognized, despite the workers having no cultural framework to interpret what they were seeing. What might explain these consistent cross-cultural encounters? Modern science has proposed several theories. Could natural phenomena be creating these shared experiences? Some researchers suggest infrasound, low-frequency sound waves generated by Hawaii's volcanic landscape. It might create anxiety, disorientation, and visual disturbances in humans. Others point to mass psychological responses triggered by environmental factors, or decomposing organic matter releasing methane that creates light phenomena resembling torches. Yet when we examine the remarkably consistent patterns of night marcher encounters, these explanations reveal significant limitations. These sightings follow specific astronomical and geographical alignments, appearing on particular nights of the lunar calendar and along routes connecting ancient sacred sites. The precision of these patterns has remained consistent across centuries of documentation, challenging purely psychological or coincidental explanations. The night marchers exist in a liminal space between objective reality and cultural belief, experienced by those with no cultural context for interpretation, yet consistently resisting scientific documentation. They remain simultaneously universal enough to be perceived across cultural boundaries and specific enough to maintain their Hawaiian identity and meaning. The power of night marcher legend manifests in tangible ways across the islands. Construction crews have abandoned million-dollar development projects after encountering unexplainable phenomena. Bulldozers malfunction when approaching certain areas. Workers hear traditional chanting where no one stands, causing them to refuse continuing their work. These represent moments when Hawaii's spiritual landscape asserts itself against physical transformation, protecting what remains of sacred spaces. These phenomena have preserved knowledge that might otherwise have vanished entirely. Before Western contact, Hawaiian culture relied primarily on oral tradition rather than written documentation. The pathways of night marchers have proven invaluable to modern archaeologists and historians, revealing locations of important cultural sites that left no visible remains above ground. This supernatural cartography guides preservation efforts, identifying places of historical significance that would have otherwise disappeared beneath concrete and steel. The practical influence extends into modern planning decisions. Development projects encountering areas associated with night marcher activities must incorporate cultural protections in their designs. Roads get rerouted, buildings reconfigured, and sometimes projects abandoned entirely. this spiritual influence accomplishes what legal battles sometimes cannot, forcing recognition of Hawaiian cultural heritage in ways that transcend Western property concepts. For Hawaiian families, Night Marcher traditions serve as powerful teaching tools. When parents share these stories with their children, they embed complex lessons about cultural continuity. Children learn proper protocols in sacred places, the importance of ancestral respect, and understanding their place within a cultural lineage stretching back countless generations. This living knowledge shapes how young Hawaiians interact with their environment and heritage. The overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893, followed by American annexation and eventual statehood, created a situation where Native Hawaiian culture faced systemic erasure. Traditional practices were suppressed, the language nearly disappeared, and sacred sites desecrated. Against this backdrop, the continued belief in Night Marchers represents powerful cultural resistance, a declaration that some aspects of Hawaiian identity remain beyond colonial control. As our story of the Night Marchers comes to a close, we see these ancient spirits evolving in modern Hawaiian consciousness. Today's young Hawaiians blend ancestral respect with contemporary understanding, sharing Night Marcher stories on social media, documenting family experiences digitally, and incorporating these legends into modern artistic expression. This cultural evolution strengthens rather than diminishes these traditions. By adapting ancient narratives to present-day contexts, younger generations ensure the Night Watchers continue their eternal march through Hawaii's cultural identity. The Night Marchers embody the unbroken connection between ancient and modern Hawaii. They remind us that some stories transcend time and some beliefs defy explanation. In the whisper of trade winds, these guardians of heritage continue their solemn procession, inviting us to reflect on how ancient wisdom still shapes our modern world. This has been Midnight Signals. I'm Russ Chamberlain, guiding you through the shadows where history meets mystery. Until next time, stay vigilant, seek the hidden, and remember, in every silence, there's a signal, and in every signal, a story waiting to be told. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you could please like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and even tell your friends about the show. It really, really helps. Also, if you have a show idea, feel free to email it over to inquiries@midnightsignals.net. Thank you.